There's a lot of filmmaking talent in our region, and some of that talent is focused on giving back to our community. One local filmmaker has a passion for not just making films, but creating opportunities for others to learn filmmaking techniques and exposing the work of Borderland filmmakers to a wider national audience. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. My guest today has been hard at work planning two important film-related programs that will launch this summer. One, a summer camp to teach teenagers how to harness the power of their own phones to make films. The other, a showcase for women filmmakers in the Borderland. The common denominator between the two is Angie Reza Torres, and I'm happy to have her back in the studio today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me again.
Great to have you back. I think it was last year you were in talking about the Film Frontera Filmmakers Showcase last year,
yeah.
And we're going to talk about that in the back half of the show, but I wanted to start with the Smart Device Filmmaking Summer Camp, quite a name for the summer camp. Over the years, we've had a lot of filmmakers on this program talking about how the technology to make movies has become so much more accessible. Consumer electronics, DSLRs, programs, fairly inexpensive programs you can now download onto your computer to edit audio and video. You seem to be going all the way with just smartphones and smart devices, things that we already have. Is this targeted at teenagers now that are so adept at using these devices?
Yes, and that was part of the inspiration for this class is, you know, we have been able in the past to use the equipment and the technology that we have, primarily DSLRs is what they were learning, Final Cut 10, you know, stuff that is actually relatively easy to figure out,
right.
And then they would make it entirely their own. So then it became less about the equipment that we're giving them versus the stories that they want to tell. And so accessibility became the focal point for what it is that we want to do, which is let's give these kids an opportunity to get their stories out there without needing to go out and buy the $3,000 camera or to have, you know, the big computer setup. You can do it entirely from your phone. And then there's also all of the external hardware that you can purchase as a part of that,
right.
And all the apps that you can download. So you have software at your disposal.
Some of which are free.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're doing is all the apps that we're downloading are free. All the lighting that we're using is going to be from the room that you walk into when you arrive. How to utilize the resources that are literally in front of you to make something beautiful. But more than that, how to use story as, once again, the main focus of your story and how to even use it as a means for positive social change.
Young people are so adept. I mean, their lives are images. Whether they know it or not, they are putting out moving image content every day practically without maybe even thinking of it. Do you find that it's really easy to move them from the Instagramming and the Facebook Living and all the social media stuff they do into a more formal thought process of how one crafts a story, a narrative film?
I think so. And what I've noticed in the past is that students are, you know, young people are excellent storytellers. It comes naturally to them, with whether it's about themselves or about someone else or entirely made up on the spot. They're very adept at creating a three-act structure, and then turning it on its head. And for me, that's what excites me, is to see just how far they push the form of storytelling. And it's absolutely amazing. But yeah, I mean, we're here to formalize the process and to say, you know, pulling out your phone and shooting on a whim is cool, but, you know, here's a way to make it really look nice. And here are ways to be able to use framing to even subtly tell the story that you want to tell, sometimes without using words and sometimes using lighting that you hadn't thought of before.
Be more conscious about it.
Exactly. So very, very conscious filmmaking from start to end.
Now that can't be done immediately. So this is a fairly long summer camp. What are the dates?
So we start June 12th. There are two camps at this point that we're taking registrations for. So you can, it's a Monday, Wednesday class from 5:30 to 7:30. And that is at the La Fe Cultural and Technology Center, which is 721 South Ochoa. And then we have a Tuesday, Thursday class from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. That starts June 13th. And that is at the El Paso Human Services Pride Center on Montana. And I believe it's 1001 Montana.
And this is targeted at teenagers?
Yes, teenagers between the ages of 13 and 18.
So late junior high and high school, basically. And do the kids have to bring their own smartphones or tablets?
Yes, please bring your own smartphones and tablets. We will be going, this is the first time where we have a class that's a little bit more personalized to the student, given the fact that everyone has a different kind of smart device. So we will work with you to learn every aspect of the equipment that you have.
How many slots do you have for these summer camps?
We are trying to cap it at 15. If we get a few more, that's okay. But I would highly encourage you to register immediately because they are already filling up.
And the cost?
Free.
The best part.
Yeah.
Other than your Verizon or account, whatever that
Even
costs
the apps
you.
We'll be using are free.
That's right. That's right. So really, there's no barriers, economic barriers to getting in this, except already having a device that can shoot some video.
Exactly.
Is there minimum requirements on that or just any smartphone?
Really any smartphone. We're going to work with you on that.
So you're meeting with these teenagers twice a week over a little over 6 weeks. Does that mean they're going off with assignments each week and then coming back? Is there homework that they're going to be doing?
Yeah, there's going to be a variety of in-classroom instruction and activity versus them going out and doing their own research on their own and doing production on their own. But it's really up to them, and it's really up to the project that they have in mind. If they prefer or if they only have time to do it in the class, we will work with them to do it in class. If they want to get really crazy with it and shoot, you know, in their free time and outside of class, we're definitely going to encourage that. But we'll also be talking about specs on the phone so that we make sure not to crash anybody's phone with too much footage and, you know, that we get really specific about what it is they can and can't do.
And I guess the ultimate goal is that by the end of the class, they will have produced their own film or films?
They will have produced their own films. They also have the option of working as part of a team.
Which is real training for making films.
It really is. And all of these classes are tailored to you guys come in and you tell us what you want to learn and we'll get you there. Yeah, they have the option of working in teams or working by themselves. And then they also have the option of screening it for friends and family. Great. In the past, you know, we've kind of said, okay, we're just having a screening and you guys are going to show your films. But we do recognize that these films are going to be very personal to them. If they feel comfortable screening it, we would love to. And
sort of a graduation.
Exactly. You know, and that's part of the whole thing is screening is so fun. You know, you get to actually show all the work that you put in. You get to share your own voice and your own story and the issues that are important to you.
And learn from what your peers did.
Exactly.
As well.
And you get to do it collectively. And it's a very, it's a beautiful experience, I think.
I've been amazed from my own kids showing me over the last few years the animation apps that are available out there. Do you think you'll get into animation?
It's funny. I'm co-teaching this workshop with Laura Bustillos Jaques, and she is actually one of the other Femme Frontera filmmakers. And we were just discussing, you know, doing all that. And now, again, the option is there because you can say, okay, let's look for, stop motion apps that we can use. We are going to do that for students who are done early. You know, there's some kids who really go through the classes fast and have extra time. And usually that's when I'll say, okay, let's do some stop motion titles for your movies. And that seems to go over pretty well. But if someone wanted to do one for their film, I mean, we're not opposed to it. Again, it's about story.
This isn't the only big project you've got working right now for our community. The other is the Femme Frontera Filmmaking Showcase. You did one of these showcases last year, which is focusing on films from the borderland made by women. Just watching your progress online, it looked like not only did you have a lot of screenings here, but you took this showcase to a number of festivals. Tell us a little bit about where the last Femme Frontera Filmmaking Showcase went.
So right after the first couple of Alamo Drafthouse screenings for Femme Frontera, we were approached by several individuals saying that they were the ones that put the idea in our head that we should be showcasing this to other locations around the country. And that has evolved to a couple of screenings in L.A., one in Georgetown, Texas at Southwestern University. We went to the Indie Grits Film Festival in Columbia, South Carolina. That was our latest stop.
Wow.
And it's been overwhelming, the amount of support that we've received. And the Q&As, especially after the films, have been very deep, very personal. And the most frequent question that I have received is, what now? You know, what are we going to do now that we've seen these films and we've seen some of the issues that are out there? What can we do to help?
Because you're shining a light on female filmmakers, which need a light shone on them, but you're also bringing films out into the country from the borderland, telling stories that might contradict certain narratives that the rest of the country have about the border. So you're doing two really important things. You're showcasing these great female filmmakers and giving them support, but you're also maybe broadening some minds about what the borderland is really like. So what is next?
Yeah, so now, you know, we did announce that we were going to make this an annual event, and
great.
We stuck to that. So the second annual Femme Frontera Filmmakers Showcase is taking place September 23rd of this year, and we are about to launch a call for submissions, and we do have a link. And so if people go to the femfrontera.org website, you can submit your films through Without a Box for consideration for the next showcase. So the biggest difference is the first showcase, you know, it was me calling up my friends
right.
and being like, let's do this together.
You sort of curated it from what you knew was out there.
Yeah. And now it's like, okay, let's put it out there. Let's, you know, get submissions. Let's go somewhere with this and expand it for sure. And so we're not only seeking call for submissions from local filmmakers in this region again, now we're expanding it to the rest of the country. And so we're going to primarily about our showcase is 2 hours, so priority is going to be for local regional filmmakers, but a portion of the showcase is going to be showcasing films from
and length of film that you're looking for.
We 15 minutes is always a good, since all of these are, we're accepting shorts,
right?
So 15 minutes is usually the perfect amount as far as like maximum, but we are accepting as much as 30 minute shorts.
Okay. And there's no cost to submit the film?
There is an early deadline, a regular deadline, and a late deadline. Of course, as you get further along, it gets more expensive. So try to hit
right.
that early deadline.
So do it now.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I know you're always busy working for our community in various hats that you wear. So thank you for coming in and speaking with me today.
Thank you so much.
I've been discussing two important film-related programs coming up this summer with organizer and filmmaker Angie Reza Torres. The first is the upcoming Smart Device Filmmaking Summer Camp aimed at teenagers between the ages of 13 and 18. The camp will run from June 12th to July 20th and is free of charge. To learn more about the program or to register your kid for the summer camp, you can contact today's guest at 412-6443 or email Angela Torres, T-U-R-E-S, @gmail.com. Or you can email the station and we'll get you that contact information. The second Femme Frontera Filmmaker Showcase is being organized now. The showcase is accepting submissions by female filmmakers. To learn more about the program or to submit a film, go to femfrontera.org. And you can keep up to date with Femme Frontera at their Facebook page. On Film's engineer is Evan Walsh. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.